Morning, everyone. Today is May 1st, Chaf Aleph Iyar Toshin Ein Gimel. We're learning a new simin in Hilchos Pesach, simin Tov Samach Dalid. It's page 130 in the Mishnah Berurah. And the topic of discussion this morning is Chardol Shenisari B'Soyche Kemach. Mustard. Chardol is mustard that got mixed up with, inside the mustard you had Kemach, you had flour. And we know that there are definitely B'nai Ashkenaz who refrain from mustard on Pesach. And there are also those Sfardim who also refrain from having mustard on Pesach. What's the reason for that? So the Mechaber tells us, Chardol Eishar Mini Tibul, mustard or other types of dips, Sheyesh Behem Mayim, that have water, Einoisin Behem Kemach, should make sure you do not put any flour in them. If you did put inside the chardol, that's kemach, you put the flour in this mustard, you should eat it right away. You should not keep it around, not wait, because it might become chametz. Before we see the mechaber further, let's just understand in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, where he says, chardol ayshar minei tibul. Shemetablim behem habasar, that we use with the meat to add the flavoring. V'yesh behem chaymitz, it has a vinegar, or shar davar sheyesh lekiua, or other sharp-tasting foods, kiua. Regil nitein b'soicha and kemach, they had the custom to put flour with this kiua, the sharp food. Sha'a kemach mischametz gamkein aladei kiua, because kemach flour also can become chametzdik through this kiyuha. Sheyesh ben mayim, so we don't want this chardol or other types of tibol that has water with it as well. Do not put the kemach because it can become chametzdik. It says the Mishnah Rusev Katan Bey is the ein bahem mayim having made peiris. If there's no water, then it has the status of made peiris, which we said is not machmitz, does not leaven. Ve'ena machmitzim afilo him dvarim chamutzim batzmon, and it does not become chametzdik, even if they themselves are sharp. Chamutzim doesn't mean chametz, it means sharp. K'moshe kasadi le'el is simen tov samach beis. Well, if ima shekosav ha-ramah le'el and simen tov samach beis of dalid, what did the Ramah say in regards to mei peiris? The Ramah's opinion was that mei peiris a person should avoid. That nan machmirin b'mei peiris levad gamkein, so his machmir not to use the mei peiris. Afilu ein behem maim klal, even if there's no water at all. Because the Ramah's view was that may peiris alone have the problem of being machmitz. Rak mini tibulim shenasim yichomis yayin im kemach gamke nasser. That these tibulim, these other types of sharp foods, also, which made are from the vinegar, with flour, gamkein is also forbidden. And therefore, if this concoction of food was made, yoichal miyad shechoizek achardol ein manichoy maher lahachmitz. It might sound counterintuitive, but the sharpness of the mustard prevents the chimitz process from taking place, prevents the sharpness from happening, and it will not become chametz right away. So therefore you have this buffer zone of time when you can eat it. Let's see the next line in the Mechaber, back on top of the page. Now he's discussing other foods, not chardol. V'shar mini tibulin. Other types of sharp foods, but not as sharp as mustard. Kevin she'en mechadin kemoi chardol. Since they are not as sharp, as chad is sharp, like the mustard. V'adai hichmitz. V'tzorech l'sorfoi. It definitely becomes chametz, and therefore you have to burn it. If it is after the zman of Isser Chametz. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalid, b'tzarech l'sarfo, you have to burn it, lav dafka sreifa. When he says burning it in the Mechaber, it does not mean that you literally have to burn it, it means you have to destroy it, get rid of it. That's the machlokes between the different Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Bir Chametz is sreifa specifically. But we know we can throw it out to the sea or throw it out to the wind or dispose of it in other ways as well. K'mavor le'el and simen tof mem hey, as we learned earlier. V'haminog says the Rama tells us, v'haminog shaloi loichal chardol klal b'pesach. The minig is not to eat mustard, use mustard at all on Pesach. Afilu nis'arev kaidim Pesach. Even if it got mixed up before Pesach. What's the reason? Why do we refrain from chardol, from mustard? Davi kimine kitnius shenoigin by yisr. Because chardol is like kitnius. Chardol is like the mustard, is like the beans, the legumes, which we want to, b'nei Ashkenaz, refrain from as well. Why is the chardol like the beans, like the legumes? Let's see why that is in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkodin hei, v'haminug, v'hatam, yishum de chardol hu dover de midgun. The chardol is like the grain. V'havi kimoi kidneys. It's similar to the kidneys. Shinoigin bo yisr, that the b'nei Ashkenaz refrain from. V'afil nisariv, even if it got mixed up before Pesach, we're not saying got mixed up with the flour. The bazep pshita dasar. Of course, if the mustard gets mixed up with the flour, of course we're saying it's dasar. Mali, turning the page, kaidim pesach, oibe pesach. What does it make a difference if it took place before Pesach or on Pesach? That's not our discussion here. Ela rotzoloimar the nisariv im yayin. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Rama that this chardol got mixed up with wine. V'harabusa, the chiddush is, the afal gav the b'shas eruv kaisshin oisoi, even though when the time that it got mixed up, you crush it. V'einai nira kikitnius kishenichnus ha-pesach, and it doesn't look like kitnius. What's the reason why we want to refrain from mustard? It looks like kitnius. Well, kitnius are these legumes which we want to refrain from because of the concern that there might be some flour in it. So since the mustard looks like these kidneys, that's why we don't have the kidneys. That's why we don't have the mustard. Now, what happens if I take the mustard and I pulverize it where there's no way to identify it that looks like anything close to kidneys? Maybe I should be permitted to have my mustard. I make the mustard before Pesach. So he says, no, you can't do that. Afilo hachi is aser. That's the chiddush here. The chiddush is, even if you would think you can make it beforehand, no, it still cannot be made. If the chardol mustard would fall into the food, do you have to throw out your whole kitchen from A to Z? Get a carpenter to come in there? No, you don't have to do that. It's eino yoser, it's not a problem. So too, you can keep mustard in your house. Does not have to go on the list of items that you're selling. Since it is without flour, wine, shenitan boi chardol, without some mustard was put inside of it. Not familiar with this type of combination. When it's still by the toises, when it's fermenting, in order to shiyamoid b'misikusoy, that it should stay sweet. It seems like you're putting the mustard to make it sweet. Okay. V'leis kakel, shouldn't get ruined. Mutu l'shoyso, you can keep this in your possession over Pesach, but you should not drink it.
Not that we don't eat it.
Let's just review. Basically, we're saying that the chardol has a sharpness to it which will prevent, and so I shouldn't say prevent, but slow down the leavening process. That's when it's mixed with the flour. But so therefore you should eat it right away. The other types of sharp foods will not do that, and therefore you should burn it because we're concerned that it might become chametz. And the Rama told us that the meaning is that we do not have mustard on Pesach because of, like we were just mentioning, that the minug to not have the kidneys, and the mustard is similar to the kidneys. Let's move right along to Simen Tov Samech Hei. Dinei Morson Bepesach. The halachas of Morson. Morson is bran. Now, bran is normally part of the stalk, which is not usually eaten. It's not as fine. It can be eaten, but so we're saying over here. Ein Shoyrin Morson Letarnegoylim. B'shum ponim. We don't soak the bran for the chickens, v'shumpanim, in any situation, v'loy choltin. We had chalita in the past as well. What is chalita? It's cooking it. We don't cook the bran. We don't poach it. U'shenoisnim lehem sa'oyrim, oichitim lechol, when the farmer would give his chickens, the soyer and the barley or the wheat to eat, yizar shel lashlicham b'makom lach sheyavayu lidechimutz. Be careful not to throw it. You know, just throw it around during the year. Don't throw it in a moist place because the barley will become chametz. Now, a person might say, you know what? Wait a minute. Who's eating this food anyway? Is it me? No. It's the chickens. But who owns the chickens? Who owns this food? It's your food. It's your food. So that's why. It's not the also, but that is the Isser. That is the Isser, right? Of Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, because you own it. So a person might think, well, it's an animal food, dog food. You can't feed your dog chometz on Pesach. You can't do that. It's your dog. It's your food. So Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Aleph Ein Shairin, Nishum Dimachmitzin Kitvua Atzma, because it becomes chometzik like Tvua itself, like the actual, the wheat, the grain. Morson, what is the morson? What din Subin, so too by the husk, Gamke Machmitz. The husk is a different part. I want to get a picture. I just didn't have a chance to get that picture for you, but I'll let you do that homework. Ulael Besimin Tafton Dal Bemishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, Nisbar Mahu Morson, Mahu Subin. Which one is morson, which is the husk, and which is the bran? Some say, we say the other way around, that the subin is the morson is the subin. Okay, whatever it might be, both of them can become chametz, so you have to be careful. V'haklipa shel hakash, shehagarger munach boy, the klipa, the shell of the straw that the seed is sitting in, resting in, shekairin shprerer, einei machmitz. So the actual klipa itself is not going to become chametz. Okishar kash b'amadami. It's like regular straw. So I'm sure we've, over our course of our trips around, you take a trip to one of these history places, and like I mentioned, I went to one of these places where they dress up and they pretend that they're living 200-300 years ago. So at these places, they live actually a real life presentation of what they used to do back then, and they take all the straw and the curd and the wheat, and they literally beat the living daylights out of it, and they get the grain. So part of that straw, we're saying here, the subin or the morson can become chametz, but the klipa, which is the part which I see in my head, which shatters off and breaks off, that part cannot become chametz. So here the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, don't be concerned with that part of the klipa. B'shum panim sifkan gimel, you should not soak it. Rotzolaymar, loyma hani shiya oimed shom lirois. It's not going to help. If the farmer is standing there in the Mishnah Berurah, we're saying to shlo yishu hamursim b'mayim shir mil. It's not going to help. The farmer, the owner, is standing watching over that. It does not stay there for the 18-minute time period. Why is that not going to help? The Ishir Zeh, Eini El Inin Bidyevit. The 18 minutes, we sometimes think is the Chatchila. 18 minutes is Bidyevit. What does that mean? That we don't want to get up to 18 minutes. Avo L'Chatchila Osa L'Hashu Is Afilo Reg Echad. Ideally, when you want to make your matzah, you don't want something to become chametz. We don't say, I'll go up to 18 minutes. You do it as quickly as possible. So here also, we're saying, don't soak the subin or the morson, the bran or the husk, at all. Then we mentioned v'loy choltin. We don't cook this morson. Chalita mikri. What is chalita? We mentioned this many times in the past. Chalita is shemarsichin hamayim yofe yofe. You boil up the water very well. V'acharkach, and afterwards, noisin hakemach o yasubin l'soichin. Then you take the bran, or the husk, the flour, or the bran, and you put it inside the boiling pot. Now, we mentioned in the past, we don't know how to do chalita today anymore. We don't know exactly how hot and what to do and so on and so forth. Vaf de chalita eine machmitz, even though the actual process of chalita does not become chametz, become mokaim, so then why should it be aser? Nonetheless, it's still forbidden, mishum, it's aser mishum she'ein onu bekiyin bechalita. We don't know how to do this chalita process, this boiling it up, and for how long, for what temperature, and so on and so forth. The kedilah b'simen tafnun dalet, sef gimel, and he says, look over the Mishnah Brura for other specific dinim in this topic. Then the Ramah told us that we should not throw out the seeds, the soyrim, the barley or the wheat, in a place where it can be moist. Because if it's moist, they come to chametz. Shaloi lashlicham, hainu, mitchilas sheish v'mayla. We're talking from the beginning of the sixth hour and on, says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Kadin Hay. Even before Pesach, you should be careful not to throw the seeds to the animals in a place where they can become wet. Unless you're literally watching over them until they finish eating. And that which was left over, don't let it stay in front of them, because then it can become chametzik. Shema yachmitz v'yishar l'shom toicha pesach, because it can eventually become chametz if you keep it there. Yishar l'shom toicha pesach, if you leave it there over Pesach. Oh, so we discuss hefker. We're going to discuss that later on. It's a good point. Very good point. So keep that in mind. I think it's on the next page. Well, next simon. Okay, good point. Keep that in mind. Sif kadin vav. Make sure you don't put in makam lach. Vafilu hinichon b'makam yavish. Now, so we're being told by the Ramah, when you feed the animals, don't put the barley or the chitim in a moist place, makam lach. What about a dry place? So here he says, even a dry place can be a problem. Toiv lizor shaloi litin lefneim mayim lishtois b'oid shahasa'irim munachim lefneim. It's appropriate that you should not give the animals to drink when the sa'irim, when the barley is still in front of them. So basically, there's the eating place, and then there's the drinking place. Rather, yichabed, you should first clean that spot where they were eating, make sure there's no barley or grains left around. Then, v'achakach yitein shamayim, then you should give them the water. Number 7 of the Dirshu, the Kafachayim explains, in order to avoid these concerns of the grain becoming chametzik, after you clean up these places, if you give them kidneys, you can give the animals kidneys, like we discussed, right? Give the animals kidneys. Now, is kidneys chametz? The answer is no, not at all. So, when you're dealing with before the time frame of Pesach, once you clean up the from, let's say, the day before, give them kidneys to eat. Kidneys diet. Okay. Now, just to review, Sif Aleph, the main point we're discussing here is that the animal food, we have to make sure to prevent it from becoming chametzik. Therefore, make sure that the wheat, the barley, whatever it might be, the bran, does not become get in contact with the water. Sif beis. Now, sif beis, interesting halacha, just a little, well, you know, we'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll explain. If it sounds very odd to you, it's on your sheet I gave you yesterday, by the way. This is the sheet that we're discussing today. Okay, so now we're discussing applying bran to the body after a sweat bath. Okay, so you have those sheets from yesterday. The Mechaber says as follows: Ein ha'isha shafa morsan al besara afilo yavesh. The lady should not rub the bran on her body, even if it's dry, afilo yavesh. What does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Zayin, "Haynu shadarke mahoyo lichnois lamerchatz." they had the custom of going into the bathhouse, ula haziyah, and then to sweat, and then to loshuf haguf b'morson, to smear bran over the body. Right, nowadays they put pickles on the eyes, or whatever, cucumbers on the eyes, or something like that, and mud in the face. Okay? And the kids do it, children, and then you get older, so go back to it. But ze en kepeda, here, kevan shamorson loy nisha b'mayim. So, v'ala guf, so he says like this. They used to have the custom of putting this after they sweat, and they put in this bran on the body. And that's, so that's not a problem. Kevan shamorson loy nisha b'mayim, because the morson, the bran was not soaked in the water. Thank you. V'alaguf gam kein lekamayim me'ilov rak zeya mechayim hamerchas. And the body itself also, there's no water. It's just the sweat of the person from the heat of the sauna. V'zeyas adam ein machmis. The sweat of the person, the perspiration, does not cause to become chametz. So what's the concern here? Rak the tzrichel is zohir lahavir kol amorsa mi'al kol besara koydim shetirchas gufa mayim. The concern is as follows. The person smears the bran on their body. Then they want to get it off their body. Well, how are you getting it off? You're washing it off with water. Water and bran, we're talking Pesach now, that's not a good combination. Bein b'cham and bein b'tzayin, whether it's hot or whether it's cold. Since the women are not experts with this, the fichach yesh lemanam melaseis morson al besaram afilu hu yavesh. Even if it's dry, they should not be putting this morson on them. Im avre v'shofa, what happens if she did go ahead and put this morson on her body? Ein lishtoif etzoynein, she should not wash it off with cold. Achar ze ad zman ma sheyadua shekevar avra kol, until she knows that she removed this brand totally from the body, and then she could take her shower, whatever it is, a yishtoif atzmai be meperis techila, or wash, she should wash it off with meperis. Take a juice bath, or one of those. I wouldn't recommend meperis, also eggs. I wouldn't recommend to use eggs, but and then after it's off the system, off the body, then you could wash off the meperis afterwards. So the point is here, we're discussing the morson itself as the brand. We don't want that to come in contact with the water.